Welcome to WFCO's Community Accent, your daily connection to the news and events happening in and around Fairfield County. And now, Community Accent.
Good morning. Thanks for listening to Fairfield County's refreshing 90.9 FM. We are connecting you with your community every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. and again at 5 p.m. Listen local with your TuneIn radio app. Community Accent is sponsored by Ohio Christian University's adult and online accelerated degree programs. Information online at ohiochristian.edu. This is Tina, your host this morning, and we are happy to bring you a group. It's called Buckeye State Rural, and we have with us Jim Kennedy to share about what that's all about. How are you, Jim?
Oh, very good. I appreciate you inviting us to talk on your show.
Yeah, well, we, it's out there already. You have several billboards out that are sponsored by Buckeye State Rural. Give us a quick explanation of what is Buckeye State Rural.
Okay, Buckeye State Rural is a 527 registered federal PAC, Political Action Committee.
Okay.
And different from what you've probably seen in most PACs, we've all seen advertising from the big PACs that are all around the country pushing one issue or another and funded with oftentimes millions of dollars from shadowy groups that we don't even know who they are. This PAC is very much different. We're just eight kind of grassroots people who met each other in various groups that we were involved in, and all kind of had a bit of concern about the direction that the federal government in particular was going with some of the programs. So we were looking at what the Congress was doing and felt that we needed to provide information, particularly to rural areas, because we saw many of these programs having to do with the rural communities and having its biggest impact on the rural communities. And we didn't think many of the candidates or other people were really talking about what was going on and how it was going to affect people. So we kind of came together. We all put in a little bit of donation. Nobody donated $1 million.
Right.
That much. And tried
enough
to
get a few billboards around.
That would get a lot. But we did, yes, we did get enough money to put, basically so far, three billboards out. With our message basically being, vote for issues that are going to affect your day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
There's a lot of noise out there about different things that people are concerned about, and they have valid concerns. But there are some nitty-gritty issues that are going to affect people, how they live, how their neighbors live, and we want folks to think about some of those programs as well.
Yeah. So Buckeye State represents Ohio, and rural talks about the rural areas, which is where your real concerns are.
Correct. It is, because we look particularly at certain federal programs that, from what we see the Congress direction being, it is to cut those programs. And we started looking at, for example, healthcare, which is probably one of the clearest ones. When you look at healthcare, which is kind of composed of all these different programs, there's the Affordable Care Act, which got, millions of people.
Healthcare is as hard to understand as taxes.
Oh, it is. It is. And they're all related as well. So,
yeah.
So it's all tied together. And when I was thinking about this program, it's like, boy, this stuff is really complicated. How do you really want to talk about it?
So your goal with Buckeye State Rural is really to educate people.
Very much.
Yeah.
Very much so. Because we were seeing the directions that some of this stuff was going. We saw what happened with the Affordable Care Act, which, just by one vote actually maintained itself, and now it's kind of being chipped away at. With various things, but you add that to Medicare and you add that to Medicaid. These are all programs that allow people to get health care. And we started looking at rural communities, and what we saw was how important health care, not only as covering people to get medical care, but also the providers that exist in those communities. When you look at the counties that we're talking about, and maybe I should just step back, District 15 is a congressional district, and that's the area that we're sort of focused on.
Because that's where y'all live.
Well, that's where we live. We're all
that's where
in
you care about.
Different parts of this district. And except for Franklin County, which is a little bit of District 15 as well, there are basically more or less rural counties.
Mm-hmm.
So the counties involved are Fairfield County, Perry County, Morgan County, Hocking County, Athens County, Clinton County.
Oh, Fayette, very Madison, agricultural.
Morgan, they're rural. Just pick away. They're all rural counties. And, District 15 is kind of composed of this strange configuration geographically because it was part of that gerrymandering that occurs, mm-hmm. you know, when the census comes and new districts are drawn. So we ended up with this county, but we started looking at all these individual counties and did research on, okay, so how much Social Security are these people dependent upon? Where is Medicare? How much Medicaid? And we saw that in these rural counties, there was actually more than the average for people that were on Social Security, for people who needed Medicare, for people who were on Medicaid, even people who are on food stamps. Most of these rural counties have actually a high rate of utilization for these programs. So we started worrying very much when we saw that there was an effort to cut back on a lot of these things. But it wasn't just that we saw people being affected individually. Healthcare in particular in rural counties, the actual providers themselves depend upon people being covered for insurance. In the cities, you know, you have providers and there's sufficient number of people that they're going to be able to exist. But when you talk to people that are running the hospitals.
And when you're talking about providers, what do you mean?
Hospitals, okay. Healthcare clinics. There's a category called the federal health centers. Mm-hmm. And these centers get special funding. They get special rates out of Medicare and Medicaid in those places. And these oftentimes in these rural communities, you know, around Athens and Fayette County and Clinton and all these places, their hospitals and their clinics are totally dependent on people being covered by these programs. And if you talk to administrators in some of these places, they'll tell you that if Medicaid is cut back, for example, their services are going to have to be cut, you know, significantly. And in addition, there's a third aspect of healthcare that affects rural communities different from everyone else, and that's that these health centers tend to be large employers in these rural communities. So when we looked at the figures, almost 9% of employment in some of these rural counties are healthcare jobs.
Well, and we can just look at, let's just look at Fairfield County, which more people are familiar with in this listening area. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have Fairfield Medical Center, which we know is the largest employer mm-hmm. in Fairfield County. And so you're saying that if some of these programs, Medicaid and whatever else, get cut back, then that's going to hurt the hospital, the mm-hmm. providers, whatever, and that right. the jobs there, they're going to have to cut jobs, which affects the economy. I mean, I'm trying to follow the domino effect here.
It is. And that's a good way to put it. It is a domino effect. It's coverage for individuals. It's providers that provide those services. It's those jobs in those rural communities. Those are three different aspects of what happened when those programs get cut. And we've seen already an effort to do some of that. So that was our concern. We didn't think there was much discussion going on, particularly in the rural areas of our district, about these specific kinds of programs. So healthcare in particular was one that we thought was very big. And everyone talks about the opioid crisis. And you know, you could have a little program to come out to deal with opioids. But the truth of the matter is, opioid addiction is dealt with through Medicaid and even to some extent Medicare, and certainly through people's insurance that they may have gotten through the Affordable Care Act. That's where the treatment actually occurs. So when people talk about starting an opioid program, it's almost meaningless unless you have all the treatment to go with it.
Right. So we're hoping to just educate people on some of the issues. So that's what the Buckeye State Rural is all about. It's a political action committee wanting to educate Congressional District 15, which you are in. If you're listening to this program in the local area, you could be listening on the internet. So, I mean, who knows where you are. But anyhow, we have with us Jim Kennedy, who is sharing about Buckeye State Rural and what they are wanting to educate people with here on Fairfield County's Refreshing 90.9. More when we come back.